We oftentimes discuss the middle class and the importance of the middle class and the strengthening of the middle class. And first and foremost, this is exactly who this focuses on. We're a country today where much attention is paid to corporate tax rates, to job creator tax rates, and much attention is paid to the safety net. And to what degree should the safety net be stronger, bigger, larger? Well, the people that I know that fit in this demographic that I'm focusing on, they don't consider themselves rich. They're not job creators for the most part. They're W-2 taxpayers for the most part. They see the safety net, but that's the last place they want to end up. They don't care how strong the safety net is. That's not where they want to be. What they want to do is they want to take care of themselves and take care of their families and be part of their communities and good citizens. That's what they want. But what's happened to this part of our economy the last 10, 15 years? What we've seen is their opportunity for success has diminished. We've seen, in, for example, the national level, the average household income has fallen by almost 10% in the last 5 years. We know how difficult it is for this demographic. We know, too, that they have experienced not a lower tax rate environment. While Missouri has been successful to some degree of lowering tax rates, it's not tax rates that they've experienced. What they've experienced, for the most part, are higher tax rates. So, for example, in St. Louis County, Senator Sifton, Senator Schmidt, myself, Senator Chappelle-Nadal, we see where countywide we have higher taxes. We just passed in 2012 a tax for our libraries, a tax for special school district. In each of our individual school districts, we've seen higher taxes. There's a district that I'm very proud of, and it's both Senator Chappelle-Nadal and I share, Pattonville School District, which is a very high-performing school district that, it epitomizes middle class. It has a wide spectrum of students, but the average home value is $132,000 in that district. Unfortunately, that just fell about 4% in the last 5 years. But those citizens, stood up and voted to increase their tax rate to better support those schools. What I have before you today is an opportunity to bring tax relief to this demographic. And tax relief would take the form in a meaningful way. So again, if we focus on that average family making $47,000 with two children, what we'd be doing in this instance is cutting the Missouri taxes by almost 30%. That $800 that they'd receive back every year in their refund make a substantial difference in that household lives, in their lives.